There must be a message. The message is, enlist them in the name of Jesus. What he has done. Then, teaching them and I indoctrinate them. I release them. Each one you release is like an arrow in the hand of the mighty. They are capable of creating devastating effect to the kingdom of darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. It's such an honor for me to be here this year with you guys. And I'm so excited to be part of what God is doing in the Glory Zone Church. Each time I come here, for me, it's more like leaving a church for our church. Hallelujah. I've been so tremendously blessed, challenged in righteousness by the things that God is doing through this church. You belong to a part of a ministry that is indeed a city taker church. And I want to celebrate God's grace upon God's servant. I call him the I Apostolic Reverend. Dr. Karis. Come on, celebrate your pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for all the good works that you've been doing in the city of Jos and beyond and amongst all the nations of the earth. We're so blessed to have gift men like this. Hallelujah. The Bible calls them gift men. It didn't say give gift unto men. Rather, it is he gave gift men. Yeah. Gift unto is one word. Yeah. Is gift men. Yeah. So the men are the gift. Yes, sir. When you don't have such men, sometimes transmitting God's grace and glory upon your life is hindered. So we celebrate God's gift men in the house. Hallelujah. And all the pastors that are here, thank you so much for having me. Amen. Just before we sit down, just one scripture. I think we're going to also pray this scripture at the end of this meeting. Romans chapter 5 verse 17 is something that God has been challenging me on. And I've been talking about tremendously in our church. And in fact, it's going to be one of the hallmark of this year for me. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. Romans 5, 17. This is why I know that you're already packaged by God, being in the right place for the things that God is said to do. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about it? That the impact of Adam's sin brought about death, right? For the wages of sin is death. So the impact of Adam's sin brought about death. That death manifested in different forms. As a curse, as a wrongly placed desires, toiling, laboring, sicknesses, diseases, ultimately ending in natural death. That's the impact of one man's sin. Now look at Romans chapter 5 verse 17. It says, for if by one man's offense, death reigned by one. He says, much more, they which have received the abundance of grace. That grace is a gift of righteousness. He says, shall reign in this life by one, Jesus Christ. So in City Takers Conference, one of the things I believe God for you is that there is an emergence of men and women that will begin to reign in cities. So we're going to be praying this prayer after this session. Because you have to reign.
Yes, sir.
If the impact, you see, as a believer, the impact of righteousness should outweigh the impact of sin. So around you should be life.
Yes, sir.
You should be so full of the consciousness of the life that you carry that your shadows are healing the sick.
Yes, sir.
and creating some kind of transformation in the cities. Father, thank you for this moment. I ask, Lord, that you will speak to us, you change us, you challenge us, you permanently damage our ignorance. You'll invade our hearts with the light that is in your word. Cause us, dear Father, to see ourselves as you see us in Christ Jesus, and fill us with revelation knowledge. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You may have your seats. Thank you for having me. Tonight I want to talk about the city taker's mandate. And perhaps if time will permit us into that time, I might also talk about seven ways into the city. Under just that. Amen. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Matthew 28:18. We're going to be doing a lot of scriptural reading tonight. Matthew 28 and verse 18. The city taker's mandate. What's the mandate for the men and women that God is going to use to take the city? What are they supposed to be running with? What's the idea? What's the vision that they should be running with? Matthew 28 and verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Then consequently upon that, Jesus now said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the name of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He now says in verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. It says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's read one more scripture before we come back to this Matthew 28. Romans chapter 1 and verse 5. Romans 1 verse 5. Romans 1 and verse 5. Are you there? It says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. That grace is the apostleship. It says, for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Matthew 28 now. Go to Matthew 28. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all powers in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. He says, go ye. As a result of all the powers that has been given unto him. What is the power that has been given to Jesus? Matthew was actually talking about a summary of what Jesus had taught them. Matthew 28, if you read Luke 24 and read Acts of Apostles chapter 1, what you will find is that what Matthew said here is not what Jesus actually taught. It is the summary of everything that Jesus taught. After Jesus resurrected, the Bible says that 40 days it was with his disciples, teaching them things concerning the kingdom. And 40 days he was with them. So in those 40 days, Jesus began to teach his disciples things about the kingdom. And the summary account of the things he taught, Matthew put it in these three different words. Matthew says, and Jesus now came and spake unto them. I hope you know that it could not possibly be that when Jesus resurrected, all that he said after he resurrected was just three verses. All power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. So go ye therefore into all the world. That's not what Jesus taught. This is a summative account of what Jesus taught to his disciples that Matthew in his own word put together and said, look, this is what he talked about. In Acts of Apostles, you may recall that they asked him, would you now restore the kingdom back to Israel? And Jesus says, no, that is not for you to know. That's not important. What is important is that you have received power, not shall receive. You have received power because the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then go into, you will become witnesses of me in all nations. And he began to mention the nations, the different nations, how they will become witnesses for him as a result of the power of the Holy Spirit that is upon them. So in Matthew's account, let's look at what Matthew now said. This is very important because there is a mandate. That's why I went to Romans 1. You will see how this connects with Romans 1. There is a mandate that you must run with as a city taker. The mandate is not, it is not about making more money. Because you can have more money and find out that at the end of it, you are not running with the substance of the kingdom. There is a substance behind our pursuit for cities. Please follow this very carefully. So Jesus now says, follow this. Go ye therefore, on the account of the resurrection of what I have done, go ye therefore. He says, and teach. The word for teach there is the Greek word for matitio. It's the word where you get at the root word mantanu. Is a word that means to enlist people. Please follow this. Jesus says, on the account of my resurrection, I want you to now go out and enlist people. Huh? Are you listening? Because then you will find out that we shouldn't be in a city and not turn that city upside down. My hope after this session is that you will become restless. So that when you gather like this, you have a big problem. Because 100 people, you have enlisted 100 people. Eh? That you, they are your student. Because that's the city taker mandate. When you gather like this on Sundays and midweek, the work of our pastor is to give us a direction of what God is saying for the season. Then you go and enlist. Part of your job, watch this. It says, go into the whole world, or go ye therefore and enlist. It's very important. The word here is enlist. All nations. All nations here is from the word ethnos. But something is very much exciting for me when I looked at this. Ethnos is from the word ethos. habitus is from the word for habit or something someone is accustomed to. Follow this. So Jesus is saying, wherever you find a group of people, pay attention, that think in a particular way or have a particular manner of life or habit, they are a nation. Not because they are speaking a particular language, but that you find some sets of people that are thinking in a particular way or accustomed to doing things in a particular way. Jesus says, go into the world and list those people in. And in your enlistment, it will be that you are baptizing them in the name of the Father. What does it mean to baptize in the name of the Father? You know, most times people think baptizing in the name of the Father means, oh, now in the name of Jesus, or to call Jesus' name. Baptizing them in the name of the Father by Jesus' word to his disciples is to bring them into the kingdom on the account of what he has done. The name of Jesus is not Jesus. Are you following this?
Yes,
church, follow. You know, it's not English. The name of Jesus is not, in fact, it is not in Jesus' name. In Jesus, call the name like 5 times, call the name 10 times. No, that's not the name of Jesus. Are you following this now? You know, there's a way you want to pray and you think by how many times you call Jesus' name will make the prayers to be answered. How many of you are coming from that background? I used to be there. So call the name of Jesus 7 times. Holy Ghost fire 7 times. Then you now shout fire 7 times. Then pray. The problem will not be able to resist it. No. Jesus' name, when you say the name of Jesus, what you mean is the accomplishment and reputation of Jesus. Are you following this? Look at Luke 24. Luke chapter 24. The name of Jesus, Luke 24, and then verse 44, Luke 24, 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. All things must be fulfilled. Jesus says that were written where? In the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms. So what, please pay attention, what is in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms? You know, the Bible itself does not refer to itself as Old Testament. It calls itself Genesis to Malachi as scriptures. So when the Bible says Jesus opened the scriptures, is that he opened between Genesis and Malachi. Follow this. I want you to understand. That's why I don't want to excite you first. Believe me, I can excite you. I want you to understand. But I want you to learn. He says, these are the things, and he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you. So Jesus has been talking to them about it. He says, but these are the words which were written in the law of Moses, and where? In the prophets, and in the what? In the Psalms. What are the things that were written? What were the things that were in the Psalms, in the prophet, and in the law of Moses? What are those things that were written? He says, concerning me. Excuse me. Who did Moses write about? John 5. Jesus says, he wrote about me. Moses wrote about me. Are you following this? Follow this. The mandate. Follow this. He now says, if you understand that verse, then look at verse 45. Then he now opened their understanding. The word for open there is the word for dianegio. It's the word for when a lady gives birth to a child for the first time ever in her life. So he says, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Meaning that these are guys that are Jews. Are you following this now? They are Jews. They grew up with it. But he now says he opened their understanding, their mind, that they may understand. The word for understand there, the scripture, is sunoemi, which means to put scriptures together.
Yes, sir.
So what Jesus did was, from the law of Moses, and in the prophet, and in the Psalms, he now put it together. Exhaustive teaching. And says, everything you read that Moses wrote about is me. The Psalms were speaking is me. Prophet spoke about is me. Is concerning me. Are you following this now? Are you getting something? What did the prophet wrote about? What did Moses talked about? What did the Psalm talked about concerning him? You know, we now know that what they wrote about was concerning him. Right? What was it that they now wrote concerning him? Look at the next verse, 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus he behoved Christ to do what? To suffer. Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead when? The third day. So Jesus now is saying, excuse me, guys. Excuse me. Guys, cool down. Jesus was just talking and said, look, what did you think Moses wrote about? What did you think the Psalms is all about? What did you think the prophet is all about? Me. What did you now think they said about me? That I will die. That's the suffering. And then I will rise up the what? The third day. Clear? Look at the next verse. And then he now says in verse 47, and that repentance, that is, the word and there is that is, kai. Repentance, that is, the remission of sins, be preached how? In his name, among what? Among all nations. So what is the mandate that you go to all nations? What is the substance of it? That Christ will die for our sins and he will be raised up the third day. Please follow this. Follow this. You know why it is very important? Is that everything you read in the Psalms, in the law, in the prophets, how they took cities, nations, inspired kings, and ruled, the message behind it. Oh, are you getting it now? Aha. The message behind it, when Daniel stood in Babylon
And he was prophesying to Nebuchadnezzar. What was the message? Don't forget. What do you think the prophets talked about? What did you think the Psalms are all about? Or what do you even think that Moses wrote about? He says it's concerning me. What is it concerning me? That Christ will die, will suffer, and be raised up from the dead the third day. Then he now says, because of what has been done, that suffering and his resurrection, he now says, repentance, which is the remission of sins, shall be preached among all nations. So excuse me, how did they take over nations? Are you getting it now? They took over nations because they understood this message, which is that the mandate is that Christ will die and Christ will be raised up from the dead the third day. So city takers are not even billionaires. Oh. Mm. I will get there. Are you getting this now? So this, you see, sir, because somebody can say, well, you know, I want to support Glory's own ministry, but it's just because I don't. No, 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 no. You don't understand the mandate first. The mandate is that you should now go into all the world. Go, therefore, on the account of what has been done, and enlist men. Wherever you find people that think in a particular way, talk in a particular way, that is not in the kingdom way, bring them on board, baptizing them. So the way you usher them from the kingdom that they were into this kingdom is by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Oh, are you getting this now? In John chapter 3, from verse 3, a man came to Jesus called Nicodemus, and he was a ruler of the Jews. He ought to know the things that Jesus is talking about. And then he says, no man can do these things. Please pay attention. Except God be with him. Then Jesus now, it will seem as if Jesus did not answer his question. Because he came and said, look, I know that thou art a teacher sent from God. For no man can do these things that you do except God be with him. And Jesus looked at him and said, well, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. You know, if you were there in that conversation, the first thing you say is that, the guy came to say, man of God, how are you doing this thing? Are you following this now? The man came to ask you, how are you doing this thing? Then you say, well, you know, I stay on the mountain for like 8 hours. After a lot of intercession and all of all, you know how we can rap now. But Jesus now said, except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. For years, that this scripture troubled me. Because I was thinking, you should have told him the thing now. Or just lay hand. He didn't do that. He says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. One day, I said, let me study this scripture. Did Jesus answer everyone that came to him? Yes. So the answer was, has been there. What was the answer? Jesus is saying, the word kingdom there is the word for basilia, not basilios. Basilia means royalty, kingship, authority, apostleship. So Jesus is saying, what you are celebrating is a cheap steak for every man in this kingdom. Oh. Are you getting it now? So the guy now asks another question. Born again, how can these things be? Seeing that I'm a full grown man, will I now enter into my mother and be born the second time? Jesus said, no. Except a man be born of water, that is the spirit. Not water and spirit. The water is the spirit. Because in Titus 3, Jesus says the wash, Paul says the washing of regeneration. So the water is the spirit. In 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. So the man is born of water, that is. So Jesus is using a Jewish term to him. Because down the verse, Jesus has said, excuse me, if I use earthly things to describe this thing to you and you don't know, how will you know heavenly things? So the water is the spirit. Jesus says, being born again is by the operation and the activities of the Spirit of God. Are you following this now? We're going somewhere. Which means, in the kingdom of God, when these men come in, these things that you see me do, don't forget John 14, they will even do and greater than this. Is he raising the dead? It is an aftermath of the new creation realities of the men in Christ Jesus. But you need to enlist people. Are you following this now? So when he now says, go back now, Luke 24:47, he says, so that remissions, which is the repentance, which is the remission of sin, should be preached in his name. Which means it should be preached as a result of what Jesus has done, because there is no name under heaven, which means there is no work under heaven acceptable unto God by which men shall be saved. There's only one. That one is that work in Christ Jesus. So the name of Jesus is the accomplishment and reputation of Jesus. Have you never seen pastor heal the sick without saying Jesus' name? Eh? I've been at your program now. I've been at that forum. Where we just say, he was... You know, you're not in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Why? Because the city takers are people who have deeply rooted understanding and identity in the finished work of the cross. If that is out of place, you can't take cities. Are you following this? Look at Philippians 2. Look at Philippians 2 before we come back here. Philippians chapter 2. You need to understand the name of Jesus. He says, go ye therefore, enlist them in the name of Jesus. After this conference, my prayer is that you become an enlister. Pardon me that English. Someone that when you are coming to church on Sunday, 50-100 people are walking with you. Amen. Eh? 50-100 people are following you. So you call ahead and say, I need 50 seats. 100 seats. Please leave my 100 seat. Because 100 people, they are coming with me. Why? I am a city taker. I'm enlisting men. Oh. You see, when you enlist men like that, part of the enlistment will be people that are in Herod's palace. There will be people that are heads of parastatus. There will be Nebuchadnezzars and Pharaohs, but they are under your enlistment. So they can be there, but you are here. And the work that you are doing here is impacting
neglecting the work that they are doing in the marketplace. Because not everybody can be in the marketplace. Philippians 2. Look at Philippians 2. When I pray in the name of Jesus, I am praying from an understanding of what Jesus has done. Therefore, I don't beg God to do what Christ have done. I only find out what is in the provision of what Jesus has done and speak it. I was teaching and I said that a believer's prayer ought to be authoritative. Always. Not begging. Each time you listen to the way people pray, you can tell their knowledge in the things of Christ. Philippians 2. Oh, of course, he says, let this mind be in you, verse 5, which was in Christ Jesus, and all of all that, verse 8. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself. What is the humility of Jesus here? He humbled himself means he became obedient unto death. Even the death on the cross. Wherefore, watch this, verse 9. God hath highly exalted him. What does it mean when the Bible says God exalted Jesus? Acts of Apostles 2. Look at Acts of Apostles 2, verse 33. I need you to get this. Are you learning something? Acts of Apostles 2:33. It says, therefore, being at the right hand of God exalted, and having received the promise of the Holy Ghost, which hath shed forth this, which you now see and hear. Verse 31 says, he seen before, that's David, spake of the resurrection of Christ. Aha. So highly exalted him, highly exalted him means resurrection. Are you following this now? To be highly exalted means God raised Jesus from the dead. That's what it means. Are you following this? Look at it, then go back to Acts of Apostles 2. Then he now says, and given him, highly exalted him means he gave him a name. So the name of Jesus means something that Jesus has done. Is his accomplishment, which means Christ ought to suffer for our sins and be raised up the third day. Are you getting this now? Now, he says he given him a name, which is above other name, verse 10, that at the name, not at the mention of the name. Eh? Mention you added it. It's not at the mention of his name. Because what he's talking about here is not the mention. It's the name. The name meaning that he died for our sins. Ought not Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Are you following this now? So the name, not at the mention, the name. At the name. At the name. There are some songs you need to stop singing. At the name. Not at the mention of your name. Mm-mm. It's at the name. Are you following this now? Because sound doctrine must be converted into sound worship. If your doctrine is wrong, your worship will be wrong. So he says, at the name of Jesus, every knee, verse 11, every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, I hope you did not forget Romans 10 from verse 9. That now says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then in verse 13 now says, for as many as call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be what? Aha. So the name of Jesus is what Jesus has done. Because I cannot say,
Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Eh? And be saved. Do you understand? Do you understand? I can't just say, Jesus! And because I mentioned that, I am saved. No! No! It has negated something. Are you following this now? For with the heart, man believes. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So it means the core issue in salvation is belief. Faith that believes confesses. Are you following this now? So with the heart, man believes. So it is not because I call his name that I'm saved, but because I believe in what the name stands for, stood for, and did, I am saved. Oh, did you get it now? So Matthew 28. Are you learning something? Matthew 28. When Jesus now came, look at verse 19. Go ye therefore and enlist. Matthew, make disciples, pupils of all nations. Of all nations. The way people think, tribes, gathering, the word nations is hardly used for one person. When it's used for one person, it's talking about many people in that one person. Like when you say, Israel, have I called? In Israel, he's talking about the nation. Are you following this now? So when he says, to all, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, he's saying, enlist people into this kingdom as a result of what I have done. Bring them on board. Bring them on board. That's the first and the primary city taker mandate. That we are not just entering into cities, we'll be replicating the things of the world unless our logos is different from theirs. We must carry a different message from theirs. And that message is the message of Christ. I'm a fanatic of Jesus. My message is Jesus. My message is Christ. And it's so powerful. Because if you know what he did, because of his death, burial, and resurrection, the riches, the Bible calls it the riches of his glory, the inheritance that is in the saint. If you know the riches, anointing is in that riches. Gift men are in that riches. It is because, is it not he who first descended, then he ascended and he gave gift men? So it is from what he did that you have gift men. That's why you need to enlist. When you enlist, somebody told me, look, I can listen online. I don't need to be in church. No. You don't understand. You have to be in church because the gift men are there to help you mature and be perfected in what God has done in Christ Jesus. Oh, are you following this now? Yes, so that's why you bring them here. Yes, you are not bringing them here because we're looking for numbers. You are bringing them here because Jesus says, go and enlist them. And the way to enlist them into this kingdom is to teach them, and by telling them the things that I have done. Do you know that you have not preached a salvation message if all you told people is how their life can be good, but you didn't tell them about the fact that Jesus died for their sins, was buried for their sins, and was raised up for their justification? You've not preached the message. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 began to say how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Yes, sir. He was buried and rose the third day according to the scriptures. And if you now say that that is not true, then our faith, vain. Those, our preaching, vain. Those that sleep, vain. He said, but no, there is a resurrection. Are you following this? So the city taker mandate. Watch this. Romans 1. Look at that Romans 1 now. We'll come back to this. Romans 1. From verse 1. Ooh, Romans 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel. Ooh, I'm separated unto the gospel. I am separated unto the gospel. What is the gospel? Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, the gospel is how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, was buried for our sins, and was raised up the third day according to the scriptures. That is the gospel. Oh, the gospel is not you are sinning, you are going to go to hell. That's not the gospel. The gospel is not because you say, hello. That's not the gospel. The gospel is that Christ died for our sins. Look at this, verse 2. Oh, I'm separated unto the gospel. And then it now says, which God? Now watch this, verse 2. The gospel, pay close attention, is not a new message. It's not a new message. The gospel didn't start when Jesus died. The gospel was before Jesus came. Abraham even heard the gospel. Do you know Romans chapter 4? Who against faith believed in, who against hope believed in hope, there will be father of nations? It is the gospel. It's the gospel. He wasn't speaking about Isaac. Isaac was a story that Moses used to narrate about Christ. Because the end of Romans chapter 4, it says, these things were not written only for his sake, but for us who believe that he died for our sins and he was raised for our justification. So the story is about Christ, righteousness as a gift from God, as a way to enlist people into the kingdom. Oh, are you with me tonight? That's the mandate. It says, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture. So the gospel was promised by God. Then in verse 3, concerning his son Jesus. So the gospel is about Jesus, which is made of the seed of David. Then verse 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. He now says, by whom? Because of what Jesus did, that God had promised by the prophet, that Jesus now came in the flesh and perfected, we now received apostleship. We are sent once. What are we sent to do for apostleship? He says, for the obedience of faith among all nations for his name. Obedience amongst nations is commanded because of what Jesus has done. Are you following this now? Now watch this again. Go back. Matthew 28. Who have been separated unto the gospel. This gospel I will teach to all nations. Whether in a business environment, whether as a lecturer, whether as a teacher, whether as a businessman or as a student, there is a mandate I carry. That mandate is that there must be obedience of faith amongst all nations in his name. Because I've been sent, there's an apostolic call. Apostleship means sent one. I've been sent to teach nations what Jesus has done. Are you following this? Look at this. Go into all nations, then verse 20, teaching them. Now, what is the difference between teach in verse 19 and teach in verse 20? Teaching in verse 20 is the word for didasco. Teaching in verse 19 is the word for matitio, which means because it is a transitive verb.
Simple English. Have you? You know transitive verb. If there is a verb that is transitive, there must be a noun. There must be an object that the verb is talking about. So if he says enlist people, it must be, there must be students that is enlisting. But in this one is a causative verb, which means what Jesus is saying is that when you bring them in, your job has not ended. Watch this. He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now, what has he commanded us? The word commanded there is the word for something that is being done or something that has been done. Now, based on usage, it applies to either what has been done or what is going to be done. But if you look at the context of what we are saying, it means that Jesus is saying, based on what has been done, now disciple them. Are you following this? Didasco. Now, permit me to use the word indoctrinate. First is to enlist them, but now is to indoctrinate them in the things that I have done. Are you following this now? Which means, watch this. Pastor preach a message on Sunday. He doesn't even need to come here and say, open your phones, subscribe. Because you are enlisting. Do you understand? Oh. Sorry, I'm making you very dull. I want you to understand it. See, he preached one message. You are an enlister. Oh. You are an enlister that you have looked at a particular department. Leave medicine department for me. Oh. Me. Sir, medicine is me. Go to pharmacy. Go to nursing. Leave medicine for me. Because I will enlist all of them. Not only will I enlist them, my next job is that me, I am now discipling them. I will indoctrinate them in everything that God has done in Christ Jesus, as I have been taught. You know, Paul says, the things which you have heard of me from amongst many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men, who shall in turn teach others. I tell people, the truth has no plagiarism. A good disciple is not creative with the truth. He can be creative with his explanation, but it's not creative with the truth. Oh, he sits down, he listens, he re-listens, he listens again, because he's going to take what he has heard word for word. That is the truth. He carries it. The 100 people he has enlisted, he has started a branch. See, the church doesn't even need to know. He has started a campus fellowship that he has enlisted them. All of them, they are learning. Oh, are you following this now? Then on Sunday, he's called ahead and says, sir, I have 100 people, 100 seats. We have a good problem in our hands. If you have not started doing that yet, you are not a city taker.
If you have not started writing names of 50 people that you are interceding for right now and saying, I have preached to this guy in Ohia, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them, and you are removing the veil. After you've removed the veil, city takers. That's why I don't want to first go into the marketplace things. The mandate, the substance of taking cities is Christ. Every group, every man, every woman that you enlist on board, you have taken an additional city. You have increased your mileage in the spirit. Are you following this now? Oh, you have increased your spiritual mileage by every man and woman that you bring on board. 50 people. You sit with them. In the name of Jesus, I remove the veil. That arrogance, that unbelief, I tear it off. Then you sit with them and tell them what Jesus has done. After you finish, you don't know a particular message. It's going through a problem. You go on the site, download the message, listen to it. Nothing is wrong in preaching it exactly. Exactly the way Pastor preached it. In fact, if you can do your hand like this, do it the way he did it. I'm very serious. It's very simple, but it is the way. Sit with them and start didasco indoctrinating them. Did you know the people that are seated here tonight? If each one of you begin to enlist and indoctrinate, in 1 year, I am very serious. This is what we are doing in our church. In 1 year, in fact, it's too much. 12 people, each one of you, indoctrinate. Enlist 12 people and indoctrinate them. They are your own people. Eh? That you sit on them. But I say 12 is too small. I say 12 each month. So that at the end of the year, you know, when we finish a year, we're always thanking God for a car and house our built. That is good, though. But how about thanking God that this year, by to the glory of God, I am able to bring 144 people to Glory Zone Church as a result of me enlisting and indoctrinating. Listen, every city has a language. There is a vocabulary that cities speak. There is a vocabulary that communities and nations speak. Oh, when you enter into some places, the language is pleasure. When you enter into some cities, when you go to France, Paris, the language is pleasure. When you enter Dubai, the language is tourism. Are you following this now? Let me make it a little bit more practical for you. You know about the seven mountains?
Yes, sir.
These are language into the cities. The Bible says that the labor of fools weary each one of them because they do not know the way into the city. There is a way to enter into a city. Your own may be that I want to get all the guys. There's nothing wrong with having tattoo, but I want to get all the guys with tattoo in church.
Yes, sir.
You know, those days I used to be in the other side. You know, the other side. Not in the world, though, but I miss other side of the Bible, too.
You know, there's another side of the Bible.
Eh?
There was the other side. This one, the other side of the world. This is the other side of the Bible. Ah, I can't sit with you. Eh? With beards. Ah, Jesus. Do you know that you can get the language into a particular city, into a nation? You know a nation now? The way people what? Think? Or a group of people or community that they do things in common, accustomed to doing some things. That's nation. You can find the language of that city. Sometimes the language of that city is a man amongst them that you will enlist and start indoctrinating. Did you know that the day Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar had an encounter with the presence of God in the life of Joseph and Daniel, they proclaimed that every man should serve the God of these people.
Yes.
One day. Who be you? It's not president, though. President is democratic. King own the people and the land. Oh, there's no time. Oh, no time to talk about this. I found out, man of God, that money is no longer what the world is talking about now.
No, it's not.
Do you know what China is talking about now? Land.
Land. Territory.
Because if you own the land, you own the people. Why do you think that these people, you know them? Why do you think that their fight, each time there's a crisis in this town, why do you think that they push territory? Why do you think they push territory? Yanshanu, was it not Yoruba people?
Yes.
Nasara Gomu, is it not Yoruba people?
Yes.
Because yes, you know Yoruba people.
Yes.
Who are they, those there now? 100%. Because if I own your land, what do you think is happening in communities and in the other local governments in Plateau? If I own your land, I can tell you what to do. If I have indoctrinated the people. Did you know that the reason why they are doing what they are doing is that they've been indoctrinated?
Yes, sir.
Enlisted
and indoctrinated. Then they became the city takers.
Oh.
Now you understand it. Did you get it?
Yes, sir.
My job is done. Because there must be a message. Once you are able to get the message is enlist them in the name of Jesus. What he has done. Eh? Then I now bring them, when I bring them in, teach, and then teaching them, I now indoctrinate them. When I now finish indoctrinating them, I release them. Each one you release is like an arrow in the hand of the mighty. They are capable of creating devastating effects to the kingdom of darkness. You will never see the guys teaching those people outside during crisis. Eh? You never see them. They just blow their whistle. They know how to talk. When they come back, they tell them, these people, you cannot allow them. That one, you cannot allow them. This is even in the extreme. When they hear that, their head is, no! And they are calling and raking some verses. With those verses, with guns and cutlasses, they are entering into places and raking down cities. But the weapon of our warfare are not carnal.
they are made mighty through God. That when you have raised men that you have indoctrinated in sound doctrine of the truth of God's word, and you send them forth, you tell them 12 every month, 12 every month, 12, you enlist 12. Listen, write down the names of 12 people every month. I tell you, it works. Don't just believe God for a car. Don't believe God for a house. Don't believe God for school fees. Believe God for 12 life. 12 men every month. Hey, it's January 28th and your number is still number 5. You say, no, I'm going all out this evening. 5 more must join. And the 5 that join, you are not complaining that they are not coming. You are the one that is enlisting them, following them up, indoctrinating them in the truth. And by the time you are done, send them forth. The 12 of you owe me. Oh, are you following this now? The 12 of you owe me to replicate yourself in 6 months. I don't have any work with your own 12 people. I have work with you. The 12 of you will meet me twice a week to be indoctrinated. Oh, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
When I'm done with you, you take what I have taught you. Don't change it all. You can be creative in your explanation. No problem. Yes. Paul says the same thing.
The same thing.
The same thing. No. Commit thou to other. See. Oh. I was telling some people, I said, if you want to last as a minister, you must look for faithful men to commit what God is doing in you to them. If you want to take this city, it is very possible to take this city and beyond. Because some of you here are transiting. You are not here to stay. But because you have already learned the art of enlisting and indoctrinating, when you get to where you are going to, you enlist, you indoctrinate. Within 1 month, you are just doing business in Dubai for 1 month. Oh, are you getting what I'm saying now? You are just doing business. You are a lawyer. You just enter into a place. They say, well, let's come and sit down and look at this file and the documents you see there. Because you are used to enlisting and indoctrinating. While you are doing that, you are enlisting, you are indoctrinating. You are enlisting, you are indoctrinating. 3 weeks after, the guy says, you are leaving. Say, no, don't worry. That is what Paul, that's what Paul is always doing.
Yes, sir.
Always doing.
Yes.
That's what he was doing. He will enter into a city like Konum. He will enlist, he will indoctrinate. Just 2 years. Stay with 2 years. Some of you have been in this church for 3 years. You have not enlisted, you have not indoctrinated. You are not trying. That's not city taking anointing. The city taking nature is that you enlist. Indoctrinate. Paul will enlist, indoctrinate, move to another city, enlist, indoctrinate. And then he started creating network between them.
Yes.
The brethren in Sardis greet you. Then he will now say, I'm going to send Timothy from A to B. I'm going to send this one Titus from C to D. And as he's doing that, changing locations, you find out that Paul was having footprints all over Asia. One man. Can you see that now? What are you going to do differently? What I'm going to do differently? I will start enlisting. This is what I've been doing. When I travel out, I must at least win 5 people. Anytime. At least 5 people. Those 5 people, I stay in contact. Those days it was difficult, but now it's not difficult. I can Zoom with them. I can team with them. You know what I mean? I can chat with them. I can do call with them. And make footprints across nations. You don't know what those people are capable of. You don't know where you are putting those people strategically. You are setting up
the globe, light. You wake up one morning to find out that you set off fire across the whole world. That's why I read Romans 1:5. Obedience unto the faith amongst all nations in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet. Did you learn something? We need to take over.
Yeah.
And do you know how we take over? Enlisting and indoctrinating. You may not be good yet with preaching. That's not good enough. It's not an excuse, but that's not good enough. But I believe you have a functional website. I know that you have stacks of messages. Create, let me give you an idea. Create a WhatsApp group tonight. I want to come back. I don't know when. And I want to hear that I have created my WhatsApp. What's today's date? 18th. You are going to pray. If you are not going to do it, don't pray. Sit down. Because that's not obedience unto the faith for all nations. Create a WhatsApp group tonight. Call it whatever name you like. Glory Zone 1, Emergence, City Takers. I would like you to even call it City Takers. City Taker 1, City Taker 2, City Taker 3. While you are babbing, you are a City Taker. While you are lecturing, who are you? Oh, I'm not hearing. While you are behind the bar, who are you? A city taker. Enlisting and what? Indoctrinating. Create a WhatsApp group tonight. Have the permission of pastor. Create a WhatsApp group tonight. Add people so that they will not be offended. Tell them ahead. Look, guys, we have some fantastic messages that you have not heard that I believe will change your life. If after 3 months your life no change, leave the group. Craft your message. Set up the group. Add them, then send the general message. Welcome to this group. The purpose of this group is this. Please, this group, don't send any other thing. Nothing. Except what this group has been. Don't even by mistake forward any message here. I'm serious. I'm very serious. Don't even forward. See, don't by mistake. If it is not my discipler, you know where your discipler is? Do you know where your discipler is?
Yes, sir.
If it's not pastor and pastor's message and the things that I'm hearing here that they've taught me, don't put it there. If you don't want, you can leave the group. Set up a group. Add at least 5 people before the end of this week. Can you do that? Will you do that? Then look for messages that you have listened to, that you understand, that you know what has been said. Then share. Tell them to listen to it. When they listen to it, give a date for discussion, online discussion. Then give another date, maybe once or twice in a month, for face-to-face prayers and indoctrination. Increase the number of that group every week. Because you share one message a week. When they listen to it, come back. Then, meet any of the pastoral team, any of the pastors, and tell them, I have 5 groups. The five group have five people. That's 10 people in all 50 that I'm mentoring and I'm bringing to church. I'm indoctrinating them with the truth that I've learned in this house. If you're going to do that, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues if you're going to do that. You can do better. If you're going to do that, you can do better. You can do better. You can do better. You can do better. I take cities for Jesus. Our mandate is to men and women. It's to men and women. It's to men and women. Increase your spiritual mileage. Increase your spiritual mileage tonight. Sahatala Gabaya Makosa Galabada Rateke Pelena Manda Rapateko Susu Embratane Kabada Barana Barata. Mighty name we pray. Just grab a hold of one hand by your side. Just grab a hold of one hand by your side. Paul says he received grace for apostleship. That grace for apostleship is that grace for city takers. As a result of this communion tonight, before we take the communion, just 1 minute, and I want you to pray like you have never prayed before. Intentionally mean it from your heart. Mean it from your heart. Lord, me and this person, we receive grace for apostleship. We receive the city taker anointing. We receive the city taker anointing, the grace for apostleship. Come on, church, 1 more minute. Yay! Hata palenga rabadayaba. Inate paratekapa. Awaken deep within us an apostolic grace. Awaken, awaken, an apostolic grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we take of this communion tonight, let there be an emergence of city takers. Men and women that will break barriers, that will enforce a new standard and set new order. Lord, I declare tonight that there will be an hunger and a desire that will be awakened. That, Father, in the next 3 months, listen, this is a prophetic word for you, church. In the next 3 months, in high places, beyond Plateau State, men and women will begin to come into this gathering from all over the world. Men that through them, like the foxes that were lit, they will enter into cities and consume it for Jesus. May a hunger and a passion be awakened in you right now. Father, also I declare that healing will take place. Every identity issues will be cured. Every emotional problem will be healed. Every disease and infirmities will be cured. And there will be perfect soundness tonight. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the bread and the wine. It is blessed and it brings blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Your perfect sacrifice and victory, yeah. When I remember all you've done for me, oh my Lord, I worship you today.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.